Our son constantly criticizes and teases our daughters, and really anyone that he sees as weaker than him. It hurts them. While we want to lovingly correct him, we also want to show our daughters that we're for him, for them, and want to protect them. We find it hard to do both. There's no question written here, but presumably the question is, what should we do?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's anytime you're really thinking the what should you do question, it helps to back up and think, what's going on? Mm-hmm. So I would really wonder what's going on with your son, that he feels that he's got this inner drive to kind of pick on people that he perceives as weaker than him. And, you know, it's a classic symptom of somebody that inside feels small, feels weak, feels discouraged, and so they elevate themselves by doing that to others. So instead of criticizing him for that, to really help him sort through what's going on the surface, bud, you know, because I believe you really have a tender heart. I see it in this way, in this way, in this way, and yet sometimes it feels like you kind of, you're trying to make yourself feel better or something, not sure what it is, but what's going on? And just try to talk with him about it and see if he can begin to understand the natural impact of what he's doing as well as what might be driving it. So that's one thing.
Yeah, and there's nothing in here about the age of these kids, but one of the things that we did with our own kids and talk about with parents all the time on this subject is just finding ways to build alliances between the kids. No matter how old they are, figure out ways to get them on the same team. The same team in a service project outside the home, the same team cooking dinner, a favorite meal, the same team working in their room separately to get homework done, and if they both do it, then, you know, here's what they get to experience together. Who knows? But but working on building an alliance and then acknowledging when it happens that you noticed it, is really like a good offense.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Another thing is to really focus on strengthening your daughters, and to in your mind, take your job from being in the middle to protect your daughters to coming alongside them to strengthen them to advocate for themselves with their brother. And for them to talk to him about, you know, that was really unnecessary and it was kind of hurtful. And I think, you know, brother, if I were to do the same thing to you, you probably wouldn't like it. So I kind of appreciate it if you would stop and, you know, support them in that. One of the best things that we did when our oldest son would name call and just be harsh with our daughter was to strengthen her, to advocate for herself, and then also teach her to discern, you know, how to not give untrue things power over herself. And that was a big step forward. It was like when I shifted my my perspective to be, oh, this is an opportunity to teach Bethany to be strong in who she is and to be able to discern truth from trash and throw out the trash. And then be able to even laugh it off. And there was even a Bible verse that she loved that was like a darting swallow or a fluttering sparrow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest. And that was one of her favorite verses. And she kind of almost got to be able to laugh when Daniel would say crazy, disrespectful things to her. So that was just a lot more effective than trying to stop him or, you know, squash his efforts at being disrespectful, then that just put fuel on the fire. So helping him to understand the natural impact, what's going on the surface with him that might be driving it, building connection, and then strengthening your daughters is just a good all-around strategy.